Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
Hello, friends. Welcome back. Hour two of In This League right here on Sports Grid. It's ITL on Sports Grid. It's the Welsh and the Bogman at, is it the Welsh at Bogman Sports? That's the Twitter handle. There's no Twitch. Well, there's a Twitch. I'm sorry. There's no TikTok. There's no like real. We both have Instagrams, by the way, but we don't do anything good with it. And there's no TikToks. Like
I disagree.
We don't do anything good for anybody else with it.
Okay.
When we had Andrew Erickson was on the football show and he's like, I'm on TikTok. And I was just like, yeah.
I said, oh, you doing any dancing on there? And he's like, yeah. No.
Well, I told him, I'm like, save that for the OnlyFans. That's the thing. Like, they all like to have their TikToks and then do like little pointy pic. It's my old moment. I hate it. I hate it so much.
You hate the dancing?
No. I hate the incorporation of fantasy football on TikTok. If people want to go on there and do, like, there's some funny stuff. You send me funny stuff that is on Instagram that's really a TikTok thing that's turned over.
Yeah.
I'll totally admit that. I hate the transformation of fantasy football information to TikTok formats. I've never watched a video where I was like, that's cool. I hate everyone makes me mad because everyone's all hyper and it's they're like, oh, look, point here, point there. And then that TikTok voice I hate more than anything. I hate it so much. It's the worst thing about fantasy football right now. You don't see that on baseball. There's not people being like, you know,
I mean, that's not the worst thing about fantasy football right now.
He tries to explain to her slugging.
The injuries are way worse, but. I will say this, that when I come across, there's many things, but specifically that when I come across a fantasy football reel or TikTok, however you want to say it,
you immediately
skip right past it. Like, I don't need your 30 seconds. You know, it's kind of like that scene in Parks and Rec when the guy at Home Depot walks up to Ron Swanson and says, working on a project. And he goes, I know more than you. That's kind of what it's like.
And so. I'd say this, like, I understand it's not a knock if they want to do it. They can do it fine, but I hate it. And it's not for me, obviously. I mean, they're trying to speak to 11-year-olds that need to learn about fantasy football to grow the demographic. I hate it. I think all of them are bad. And you know what? When I find a good one, I'll acknowledge it. But don't hold your breath. When we come back, we're going to do some gambling picks. Oh, I wish I had the robot voice to be like, they're going to do gambling picks, blah, blah, blah.
Gambling picks.
Second half of NFL Week 4 coming up after this break. Don't go anywhere.
SportsGrid.com. Betting.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming.
While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In This League
is cooking.
InThisLeague.com. Also, our Patreon. It's the same place. Patreon.com/ITL Army. Sign up today and have so much fun. It's the beginning of the month. We've got the prop sheet. If you sign up right now, you could still check out the prop sheet leading up. The lines might be a little bit different. Bogman's got his week 4 ranks. We've got live streams. We've got the GroupMe rooms. The GroupMe room has one of the most valuable pieces during fantasy football season, our start and sit room, which you get if you sign up, even at the LT level. And you get the football room, you get the start and sit room as well. And people on Sunday morning, they drop here, you know, however you want to do it. But it's like, hey, I got three to start. Here are the four guys. Who do we do? And then the entire army is there voting on them. It's such a great piece. You can talk trades. You get access to us. We do extra content like the live streams, the secret shows, which we are way behind on. But believe me, it is a whole universe involved in our Patreon. We've been doing it a long time, so you don't have to worry about, you know, like some podcasts that just came up, created it, been on for 3 weeks, and they're trying to figure out what to do. We've been doing this for like 3 or 4 years, you know, so this is a nice, well-oiled machine, and we thrive on bang for your buck. So check us out, inthisleague.com, patreon.com/ITL Army. Thank you, friendos. We appreciate it.
Did you say bang bus?
No. Are they still around?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, surety. That was bug.
Well,
yeah, yeah.
You know why I know that? Because they're on
browsers.
Are they? Oh, did they get like bought?
Yeah, a long time ago. But yes.
No, I didn't know that. Well, good. Mm-hmm. You know what? Good for them. That's the American dream. Make a company, yeah. Get bought out, and then continue doing your dream, but being paid for it now.
Mm-hmm.
It's
the American dream.
Do we need to change our format? We're missing one clear thing on our Patreon. We need to get a bus. And probably some capital to make the rest happen. So
my bus would be great. Yeah, move that wheelchair. You know.
Oh, Wheel Bros.
Back there.
Yeah, we'll be Wheel Bros. Just open up, wheel them over. All right, now you're pushing it. All right, let's get back to week 4 picks. If you missed how many did we get to? We got to a decent amount, actually. I think we've only got 6 more games left. All the other game, or no, I, that was me filling out. Actually, we have a bunch more. I actually don't even know where we left off because I've
been
filling mine out.
This one.
Oh, okay, good. So we got a big old handful. If you want to check back in on the 6 or 7 that we already did, make sure you have downloaded hour 1 and you can go back. What? What are you laughing at?
Just big old handful got me. I don't know why. So,
all right, let's check it.
Big old handful.
Big old handful of them in the first hour, and we got a big old handful coming here probably over the next 2 segments here. You're full of it today, Bogman. Did you have that? Remember that game we were talking about on the break we were going to play?
I wish I did. I did not. So.
Well, I got some here. I can be your doctor.
Yeah. Okay.
That can happen.
Send me a prescription.
All right. Doctor. Better pay your copay. let's go to this next game, or first game in hour 2. Tennessee at the New York Jets. Tennessee is a 7-point favorite as we see it. 44.5 is the line. Tennessee is a pretty decent favorite on the betting side. And Bogman, this is a game that I pinpointed very early in my Sunday night, Monday morning look as far as like early lines. I slapped the under, and I don't get the exact percentage, but it's over 50% are also betting the under. And it's for a couple reasons. The Titans are banged up at wide receiver. Both AJ Brown and Julio Jones weren't practicing early on. Doesn't mean they won't play, but they weren't practicing early on. And Derrick Henry looks phenomenal right now, and they're moving. The Jets, horrible at everything that they do. They also cannot move the ball really well. So I don't have a trust in Zach Wilson. I think Tennessee is a better team, and I think Tennessee is going to be running the ball. And I guess you could make an argument if the Jets are going to be effective, you know, even if they're playing from behind,
no
they're
one's
going to
making
have to throw
that
the
argument.
Ball. Yeah, so that's my point. It's an ineffective Jets offense that has been struggling, and they've been banged up. They're probably going to bring Tevin Coleman back and try to do that nonsense again. And you've got a banged up Titans team who has Derrick Henry. To me, that just bleeds. It bleeds running, and it bleeds maybe a couple series that are going to just be punts. So I love the under in this one. I bet it really early. So give me Tennessee -7 because Jets are horrible, and I will take the under.
I don't like the over under. I'll just be a little contrarian to you on that, because I think that the Titans might get most of it. You know, Titans put up 35 points. You're not asking for the Jets to do a bunch, score 10 points, you know, maybe one fumbled snap puts them close to the red zone. They score a touchdown. You know what I mean? Like, so I don't like the over under, but the Jets are horrific. Like, I don't know how this line isn't bigger. I know it's because Tennessee's on the road and they're probably going to be down Julio and AJ Brown, it looks like, as we're recording this, both seeming doubtful right now. So, but I don't really care that they're missing 2 of their biggest offensive pieces. The Jets can't get out of their own way right now. I do think they're going to be better. And I do like Zach Wilson, but he has shown us nothing.
Oh, he looks awful. Absolutely. He's one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL through 3 weeks.
And it has given us a handful of memes that we all love here from I can't remember his name, the 12-year-old kid that broke down the Jets. I mean, I hope this is a running bit that we get every single week. This kid is hilarious.
He's great.
He knows football. I also saw one where one of the Jets offensive linemen, someone's just sent him a picture where he was guarding no one. He's standing there and he's guarding no one. And somebody said, "What's up with this?" You know? And he's like, "This is why no one respects your opinion. I'm over here taking this gap and no one was just in my gap." He's like, "There's two guys right there, you know,
yeah.
Go get them," you know, something. He's like, "He's passing the ball. I can't be a legal man downfield. This is why all the fans are trash." I'm like, "Ooh, you know,
love it. Go in.
Don't do that."
You know? Nah, you know me. I'm all about players just smashing fans, because I'm going to come on here. If I think someone's a loser, I'm going to say it. It doesn't mean that their life is a loser, but they're being a loser. I'm all for players calling out fans and calling them losers. And
well, look, call that fan a loser.
Give me some heels.
But don't say all fans
all
are losers.
All fans. That's same. I have news. All fans are losers.
That's the
if they wear your jersey, they're a loser.
I mean, you're a loser with a bunch of jerseys, so am I. I mean, every single one of us is a loser?
Absolutely. You're a loser.
I mean, look, that guy made the NFL. I can't remember which guard it was, but he's in the NFL. He's a great player.
He gets to call fans losers. He's better than us. He makes more money.
I just don't think
that's a barometer of success and how good you are in life.
Is money. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Man, I didn't know Hacksaw Jim Duggan was here with us. You are a real American.
What did you take? Tennessee in the over?
Tennessee in the over.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get one or two more here. The Colts at Miami. Miami, a 1.5-point favorite at home, so not getting the standard 3. 42.5 is the over-under. Miami looks like they're getting some of the early bets. The over-under seems to be pretty 50-50. This is a rough game, man. I don't particularly like this game.
Another low over. I mean, we're not going to constantly get these 42.5. It's because Jonathan Taylor did nothing. He's a little banged up right now, kind of added to the injury report, surprisingly, late in the week. Him and Antonio Gibson both were added late to the injury report this week. So we don't like that. I'm going to take Miami here. I know people are saying revenge game narrative for Jacoby Brissett, but come on, man, it's Jacoby Brissett. It's not really revenge game narrative here, but I do like the Dolphins. I think they're a little more consistent on offense, even with a backup quarterback right now, than with what Frank Reich is doing in Indianapolis with Jonathan Taylor. You can't give your best player the ball only 10 times. He needs to touch the ball at least 15 times. So hopefully he realizes that and they can get back on track this week. But they're putting Paris Campbell out wide, which he's not good at. I know Zach Pascal is better in the slot, but so is Paris Campbell. So mix them up a little bit. Pascal at least has some experience outside. So Paris Campbell really had none at Ohio. I mean, I'm the same way, but I don't like the Colts. The Colts, so I'm taking the Dolphins.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with the Colts. I really just don't like the Dolphins. I don't think their defense has been good. They're giving up tons of points to running backs. I don't think their offense is particularly efficient. I mean, Brissett was able to move around. I think the Colts are better suited. They get better wide receivers. They got more explosive running backs that I think are going to take advantage. Carson,
the Colts are the better team.
And they have a defense. And they have the Colts have a defense that I'm still dicey about this over-under. I think it's kind of a trap, to be honest with you. But I just like the Colts better, especially if I'm getting a point and a half.
I think the Colts are the better team, but they're absolutely...
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Not playing like it. And look, the Dolphins played Vegas really hard last week with a backup quarterback his first week. So I like the Dolphins here, but I'm with you. I don't like this game.
No, it's a tough game. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we got the rest of week 4 right here on In This League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey.
In this league.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
ITL back in action. Oh, thank you for hanging out with us and welcome. It is the Welsh and the Bogman at Bogman Sports at Is It the Welsh and in this league.com. Week four picks making it rock this week. We're gonna do better. It's every single week. We're gonna do better than the last week until we don't have money. But this week we roll on box, finishing up with Tennessee. We finished up with the Colts in Miami, moving to the powerhouse matchup of the Washington football team at Atlanta. And Washington is a 1.5-point road favorite. 47.5 is the number, Boggs. The away team seems to be running away with where the bets are lining up, but I don't think there's not an overall consensus as far as what this line looks like.
I don't particularly care for this game at all, especially with Antonio Gibson being now questionable. Which, you know, it's like, oh, it's great. We get to late Thursday, and now here's JT and Gibson and a couple other guys crop up on the injury report. I hate that. So I am going to take Washington in this game because I just don't like what I've seen out of Atlanta. Yes, they won last week at home. They put up 17 points against the Giants. Not great. This offense has to start exploding at some point, right? You still have Matt Ryan. You still have, I mean, Patterson, say what you will about him, but he's super fast. Ridley and Kyle Pitts. Like, you got to get this offense moving. So I think I like the over here in this game more than I actually like Washington traveling and winning. But I don't like any part of this game, really. So I'll take Washington and I'll take the over. Hate this whole thing.
Yeah, I don't know if I hate it as much as you. I mean, one thing I do hate that I think puts a little bit of a wrinkle is Antonio Gibson popped up, said he's dealing with, I think it was an ankle or hamstring or something that he's been kind of nursing, and I think he's the big explosive piece. But Atlanta's just not good. You know, like, I gotta admit, I'm still in shock about how bad, truly bad Atlanta is, because I think Calvin Ridley is crazy talented, and he's been insanely underutilized. You had hopes on Mike Davis and Kyle Pitts. None of it is working out. The only thing that works out is Cordarrelle Patterson. And so I'm still shocked at how bad this runs. And I think Washington is one of those teams that has just underperformed to the level that they are. They potentially are going to have Curtis Samuel back in this game, which I think is really good. I don't think home means anything whatsoever for Atlanta because of how bad they are. There's no advantage to it. Heinicke is the wild card. I don't know how comfortable I am across the board on this, but I will take Washington, and I'm also going to take the over because if Atlanta finds any consecutive positive, they're going to score some points, and Washington's going to score some points, and Washington can score on a dime as well. Like, you think of big play Calvin Ridley going or Kyle Pitts, Terry McLaurin, Curtis Samuel, Antonio Gibson, these are guys that can score big time and quick, and both of these teams can do it. So this is kind of like a half and half game to me. I don't feel insanely positive or negative. I definitely, if I'm looking for action, I could bet it. And if I do, I'm going Washington, who's getting most of the primary action, and the over is right there. Next up is my San Francisco 49ers at home hosting the Seattle Seahawks. Niners are a 3-point favorite, and the line is set at 52. Boggs, I'm not sure a Niner game has not been 50 points or more this year. I think all the games have been over 50 points for the San Francisco 49ers, which was thought to be a good defense, and they have not been a good defense because they're continuously banged up. They're literally signing guys off the street to play corner for them. They lost one of their main linebackers. Their defensive line, though, has been the thing that has saved the secondary in any real portion to it, but they give up points. Seattle scores points, but Seattle also does not have a great defense. They give up all the yards to running backs, which is a major question mark for the 49ers. So this is the immovable force versus, or what is it? The
you got it. Come on.
The immovable force versus
the unstoppable force,
the inanimate object.
God, Lord.
What
the
is it?
The unstoppable force meets the immovable object.
There it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's,
I mean, I feel like you just did that to screw with me.
No, of course not. So what do you think about this one?
I mean, didn't they beat the Lions or the Eagles 17-11, the Niners?
Yeah, they beat. Well, the Eagles are horrible.
And
the
I Niners understand, but that was score. Way under. That was 28 total points.
Oh, you're right about that. Yeah, I know. But it was the Lions score that
and
was.
And they
but,
had the under until the fourth quarter against the stupid Lions when they let them score 21 points.
But the Niners-Eagles over was like, it might have been 48. Let me go look. What was
well,
that
it wasn't
two?
28, and that's all that matters. So
yeah, it was 50 and a half. I'm looking at it right now. It was 50 and a half. So let me do this.
Look, Seattle can put up points.
44 and a half was the week one. Okay, so the last two have been over 50 for the Niners.
Look, this is how I see this game going, and you can tell me if you disagree because you're the resident Niners expert.
Yeah.
You know, I know that all the running backs for the Niners are banged up right now, but Seattle cannot stop the run game, cannot do it. So I think that this is just going to be a huge game for Sermon, maybe Mitchell too. I think they're going to run all over Seattle because they can't stop the run to save their lives. I think they're going to control the clock. You know, seeing what Jimmy G had last week makes me very nervous. So maybe some shorter throws from him so he doesn't make mistakes, because the only way I see Seattle winning this game is by Jimmy G making mistakes. So the best way to not get him to do that is to take the ball out of his hands. So I think you see a ground and pound game clock control game from your Niners. I don't think Seattle can stop it, even if they know what's coming. So I like your Niners here at home. I like the under in this game. I see how it could go over, but that is if you're going point for point. Jimmy G can do that, but that's not the fight that you want to get into with Seattle. You want to have slow, methodical drives, force them to throw the ball quickly, make them make mistakes, put pressure on Russell Wilson. And I see this game going in the Niners' favor fairly quickly.
Yeah, I definitely it will not go quickly because the 49ers, I haven't looked and I would love to look. They've got to be one of the worst first quarter teams in the NFL. They punt, they're bad, they're horrible in the first quarter. They really, really are. And that worries me a little bit, but they come back. They always do. The Niners will try to establish the run. I could see some of it with Seattle, but if I'm Seattle, I am probably first play of the game, play action, DK Metcalf. That's what I'm doing. I am going to pick on those corners all day long, which worries me about the over, but I think the 49ers are going to get into Russell Wilson's face, and they're going to have some drives that are going to stop. And I think
didn't Bosa get into his rhythm last week? Like,
yes, well, that's my point.
Play action, the first, and you get Russell Wilson just smashed by Bosa on that first play, you better double him. That's all I'm
wish
saying.
I could bet. I wish I could bet that play out first Seattle play is play action deep to Lockett, or I think it's to Metcalf, honestly. But I think they're both going to have some in and outs. I think the game for the Niners is going to start slow, and that's why I go for the under. I don't see it any other way. And if Seattle gets up early, the Niners are going to have a hard time trying to come back. Even though I do think Debo is going to eat 52 points, it's a lot. I'm going to take the under, and I'm also going to take the Niners, which is contrarian to where the bets are going. Just want to point out the bets are on the opposite end currently, where it looks like people want Seattle with the points on the road, and the over is currently where some of the bets are going. Bogman, the other NFC West matchup, because all the NFC teams are playing, NFC West teams are playing each other this week. The Cardinals go to the Rams. The Rams are favored by 4 points, and the over is 55.5.
Yeah, this game, I'm going to take the Rams in this one at home. Dude, SoFi seems like it is a super loud stadium. Like, and I know it's crunchy LA, right? So they don't have the most ravenous fans in the world. And I was saying this to Bubba the other day, like, can you imagine if they took that stadium and put it in like New York or Philly or New England, you know, somewhere where you have all these rowdy East Coaster fans. Chicago, wherever. So, you know, just make it super loud, but it's already loud in there. I think that the Rams are probably one of the best teams in football right now. I know the Cardinals have been showing out. Kyler Murray looks good, but it's going to be a long day for that O-line against Aaron Donald and company. Jalen Ramsey's going to lock down Hopkins. I see the Rams winning this game. I see them running the ball a bunch to try to establish Sony Michel a little bit. So I got the Rams, and I like the under here.
Yeah, it's too many points, which also that, again, may be the trap. But I think the Cardinals are going to struggle a little bit early on. I do think Kyler Murray is going to have a huge week, especially on a potential bounce back of garbage time, but that still doesn't mean that this game is going to go over 55 points, which I'll tell you this. I am very contrarian to where the bets are overwhelmingly on the under, like huge on the under. I don't feel that confident. I don't feel that confident because if the Rams get up, you get Kyler Murray going. He can get first downs with his legs. He has got four capable wide receivers to hit it with action. Pretty good red zone as far as James Conner. They can score some points, and I think they can score it quick. And I'm kind of thinking that the Cardinals are going to do some of their scoring late, which could kill the over. So I don't feel as confident, but I am going to take the under because the Rams' freaking defense, and if Hopkins is still banged up. And Rams at home, 4 points. Yeah, I mean, they're one of the best teams in the NFL, so give me that all day, every day. Let's get one more in before the break, Boggs. We've got your Pittsburgh Steelers at Green Bay.
Let's not get one more in then.
Yeah, Green Bay is favored by 6.5. The over-under set at 46. Boggs, the bets are going to Green Bay, but almost unanimous under betting is happening right now with this game.
I don't get that at all. I think Green Bay can put up most of these points here because it's 46, right? What is it?
46.
Yeah, 46. So, I think Green Bay.
You've been saying that a lot. You think Green Bay is going to put up 40 something?
No, I think they get 35. And if the Steelers score two touchdowns, then yeah, that you're there. So the Steelers are banged up on defense. You know, they're going to get, Bush came back last week, wasn't effective. Joe Hayden came back last week, got torched. TJ Watt might come back this week, which is huge, but he's not going to be at 100%. Devontae Adams should have an enormous game. Aaron Jones is going to go crazy.
Do this. We got to go to break. I want to hear all the picks on the other
you
side.
You started this. It's your fault.
No, it's great. You broke down some of the logistics. Let's get the actual picks on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere in this league. Finishing up week 4 picks right after this.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and smoking the
in this league.
Break it down.
That is Bogman. I am Welsh. We're on Twitter. We're in the podcast. All of the places you guys can listen to us. So make sure that you do it. Though there's a lot of us. I'm gonna admit. Three essentially podcasts on the football side. There's baseball, there's radio. You know, like if people really like listen to all the shows, we're significant in their life. Like they might hear us more than they hear like from their significant other.
Yeah. 100%.
All right. We'll go pick
a lot
up
of stuff.
Yeah. Go pick up the groceries, guys.
Yeah. Come on. You know, drink some more water. Let's go.
Are you drinking enough water? You know, take vitamin C.
Yeah. Are you getting all your exercise in? Everything you need?
Did you eat good today? Oh, I hate that one. Oh. You want to talk about
that
one?
I mean, the answer is always no. I had Chipotle today, so.
That one's going to put me over the edge. All right. Green Bay, Pittsburgh at Green Bay is where we left off. So Green Bay is a 6.5-point favorite at home. Pittsburgh has struggled. All of the bets is on the under. That scene is one of the more overwhelming numbers we've seen for this week is on the under. For this game, and I think it simply has to do with Pittsburgh's inefficiency, though you, before the break, seemed to kind of allude that you think Green Bay is just going to absolutely light up Pittsburgh's defense.
Right, yeah, I think so, and it's not like Green Bay's defense has been very good either. You know, the Bengals surprisingly have a pretty solid offense so far this season, and they beat up the Steelers, right, and when you go into a game plan, you're going to throw the ball out to Juju. Juju got hurt. Chase Claypool got banked up. Your number one receiving option. What they had, James Washington and Ray McLeod out there a bunch, you know. So it went downhill really, really fast. They're passing the ball to Najee. I think the Steelers should score a little bit in this game, and I know the Packers are going to score in this game. So my favorite is the over in this. So I think I'm definitely taking Green Bay as well. Not that I don't like that, but I prefer the over. And I also really like Green Bay. So I think the Packers stomp the Steelers in this game. They are in bad shape right now.
I'm in agreement that this is Green Bay, especially at home. I'm getting a touchdown, and I just really worry about how effective that offense is in Pittsburgh. You don't even need to say all those things. I mean, Deontay Johnson is healthy. Just it's Ben. It's not.
Well,
the
he's
other
not
guys.
Healthy. He's playing. You know.
Yeah. Well, just everything about him is bad. Like when he's healthy, he's not healthy. If that makes sense.
Right.
You know, and he's falling on his face, and this team can't run. It's the one thing that gets me on your side about the over. I'm going to, even though it is overwhelming on the under. And the reason I'm going to sit at it because
fade the public.
Yeah. This is a definite fade the public side, which I definitely think you could do. But I saw this game as like a 28-17, which would put you right at 45 points. I don't think Green Bay is going to score at will. And they are going to try to run the ball. And Pittsburgh's going to try to run the ball early on. And Rodgers has played fine. Adams is a freaking monster. I just don't know if this is going to be even Green Bay's every series driving and scoring anything like that. So I don't love the over under. This is not one of the main bets I would do, but I do like Green Bay. So I'm going to take Green Bay and the under. Next up, Baltimore at Denver. Denver's a 1-point favorite, 44.5. And Boggs, this is the only game that has, I'll put it like this, a 90 percentile bet side on each, the spread and the over. Like this has an overwhelming feel, and the overwhelming betting is Baltimore in the over.
Yeah, and I don't understand why people like Baltimore, who almost just lost in Detroit last week. Denver's 3-0, and I know you could call it a mirage, whatever you want, because they played the Giants, Jets, and Jags. So it's not like they played tough teams. The teams they played are combined 0-9, all blah, 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 right? I get it. But Teddy Bridgewater is leading the league in deep passes right now, which I bet if Vegas took bets of through the first 3 weeks, who is going to have the most deep passes, Teddy Bridgewater would have been in the field. He wouldn't have had his own section to bet on, and almost nobody would have taken it, right? So he's throwing the ball deep. The run game looks okay, but nothing looks really great in Baltimore on offense right now. It's kind of clunky. When things go right, they still go wrong. I mean, when Marquise Brown gets wide open, it goes right off of his meat beaters. You know, it's been bad for Baltimore so far. I do think Baltimore is the better team, but they're not playing they're not playing up to their standard. And, you know, they're good so far as their record, but I have no trust in Baltimore. So I'm going to take Denver at home. Yeah, Denver's a tough place to play. Guys get gassed there real quick, too.
That's the thing. I'm going Baltimore in this, but that's the big word. I don't think Denver is particularly a great team. Not that Baltimore, but Baltimore, I think, is a lot scarier, and the more that they run away from the run.
But this is what any given Sunday means, right?
Yeah,
here.
But is that altitude.
Yeah, you're at altitude. And Denver is playing better right now. I think if you simulate this game, Baltimore's going to win most of them. But if you simulate the way they're going, I think it's like 54 to 46% Denver's winning this game. So I'm going to take Denver. Don't particularly care for this line. Wouldn't put any of my own money on it at all. And I'll take the over just because, once again, another low total, 44.5.
This one, I'm going to go Baltimore, and I'm also going to go with the over. And there is not one single spread or over under more in favor of this one. This one is literally everybody. So clearly it'll go under.
wait for your 13-10 Baltimore game, because Tucker hits a 78-yard field goal at altitude.
Yeah,
and that'll be the thing that saves them.
It'll be an 8 field goal game. That's all that'll happen. Tampa Bay, it is the Brady Bowl. Tampa Bay returns to New England, or Tampa Bay goes to New England. Tom Brady returns to New England. Tampa is a 6.5-point favorite. I did get it at 5.5 early on, which I like. But Bogs, I will tell you, there's a big contingency of people I have been hearing that really, really think New England covers in this one, even so much so that some are money lining it. 48.5 is the line here. The over-under is 50-50. Even though I just said that I've heard from some analysts, that is not where the betting is going. The betting is a heavy, heavy favorite to Tampa Bay.
Yeah. New England does not cover, and they do not win. I don't understand that thought process at all. Tom Brady, look, we know Tom Brady gets pissed off. And is there anything he wants to do outside of win another Super Bowl more than beat the brakes off of his old coach that he had a falling out with? No. He's going to go in there and mud stomp these guys.
There's no chance if they're up by 30, he comes out of the game and stops.
No, Yeah, it's going to be he's going to want to make a point. He's going to want to get the ball to AB. He's going to want to get the ball to Gronk as well.
Is Gronk anytime touchdown in this the greatest prop that you have to take?
Well, he's questionable. So
I know he's questionable, but like if he's playing, he has to score.
I mean, I think so too. And I think AB is good for a touchdown in this game as well, coming off the COVID list for him. So, look, and Belichick is one of the greatest coaches in NFL history, and I'm not going to take that away from him. He, even without Brady, they schemed really well. They played really well, and they've been a good team without him. I get it, right? But Brady is what won those teams the championships, not Bill Belichick. So,
well, we saw that as soon as he went to Tampa Bay.
Right, exactly. I mean, who takes a team to the championship after being there one off season of no practicing? You can barely see your players because of COVID and all that stuff. He took them and won a Super Bowl with them. They're already a solid team, but Brady's the GOAT, and I cannot bet against him. It's going to be Brady for me.
Yeah, I mean, I did get Tampa Bay a little bit early, but I'm in on the bet, and I think 6.5 is still great when you get a
easy
touchdown.
Over too. Easy.
Yeah,
over.
I'm over 48.5. I'm Tampa Bay. You know, maybe there's some suckers in here, and it's in New England. And you know, at the same, I would say the same point that we think Tom Brady's out for blood. There's no way Belichick's not out for blood. I mean, this is why this is going to be hard fought. And when it goes New England and under, you know, we'll all just laugh.
But even take the anger out of it. You know, how about this is the biggest? I think they said this is the biggest discrepancy in quarterback age in NFL history. You know, between Brady and Mac Jones, it's at least top five. I can't remember. You know, I watched so much crap.
Could literally, be his dad.
He could. He could absolutely be his dad. Yeah. Well, Mac's going to be calling him daddy. That's what's going to be happening for sure. So
probably
give me Tampa Bay easy.
Yeah. It'll be the new host of Alex Cooper. Call me daddy. That's 100%. Last one, Vegas at the Chargers. The Chargers are a 3-point home favorite. So it's like the classic pick 'em. Oh, pretty much 53.5 is the line. And you've got pretty solid betting going as far as the Chargers and the under. Boggs, to me, this screams over with these two teams, but I don't feel confident because it screams over with these two teams. The Chargers have shown themselves to be a completely different team on both sides. The Raiders, I'm sorry. The Chargers kind of have done the same thing. I could easily see this going under, and the heavy betting is going on the under, I think, because it's in the 50s, but these are both powerhouse offense. What I feel very confident about is the Chargers. The Chargers are a better team right now. The Raiders do not have a run game, even though Peyton Barber did it. He's not going to do that again. He's not going to do that versus the Chargers. The Raiders have shown themselves not to be one dimensional, but you know, they've done a good job off of week one, figuring out how to get the ball to other people, but Waller. But if the Chargers can shut down Waller, it really limits what this team can do. And Derek Carr can make some big mistakes while the Chargers have got their big playmakers. They are on momentum. Mike Williams is going to be impossible to stop. Eckler is tough. I love the Chargers in this one. Don't feel great about the over-under, but I love the Chargers -3.
Yeah, I don't like any part of this game, to be honest with you, because the Raiders have been playing pretty hard, right? And we've seen them, you know, they beat Baltimore. I can't believe they lost that game to Miami, which makes me a little nervous about them. But Derek Carr leads the league in passing yards right now at 1,200. Yeah. Jacobs looks good. You know, we're sitting here on Thursday. recording this, and he just came back, and I saw a couple clips of him running. He looks like he's ready to go. So Chargers real bad against the run. So I kind of like this.
What do you think the Derek Carr passing yard prop looks like?
256.
No, a lot more than that.
280?
281 and a half. I mean, that's the over under on passing yards. But you said he leads the league.
Yeah, okay. That's why that's the sucker's bet is, well, he leads the league. I'm going to 280. He's over 300 yards every single game. So
if they're down, they're going to be slinging the ball. What do you think Herbert's is at in this game?
270.
292 and a half.
So good 11, Lord.
11 more yards than Derek Carr.
So, I mean, the prop bets say go over on this game, you know, even if the line doesn't. I'll say over on this game. I'll take the Chargers because they're at home. Don't particularly like either side of it.
Yeah, I mean, I laid out my, I like the Chargers. The over-under is kind of what it is. And those are the week plays. And I'm very, very excited to get into some results. And as we're coming into the end of the segment here, we've only got a little shorty on the other side, so there's no time for DFS. Though I would say over on our Patreon, we've got a weekly DFS contest going 30 deep. We went 30 deep last week. Was not a good showing for me. I think it was a half-decent showing for you. I feel pretty dang good about our lineup. And something that you guys can do is if you want to hear us specifically talk a little bit more gambling, go and sign up on the In This League Fantasy Football podcast, because the Friday first edition of Bet This League is up, and you guys can check that out, where it's an exploitable matchup, some of our top bets, some DFS stuff, and a little bit more, all focused on that, and we're talking props there. Don't go anywhere. Final segment of Hour 2 right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door, and after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Bogman, you've been asking for it for years, and you finally got your wish.
What I've always said.
Mary J. Blige is going to be the Super Bowl halftime show. You've always wanted it, and congratulations, you got it. No, it's not just, I know that's not your actual, but Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick Lamar are going to be, they're announced as the Pepsi Super Bowl halftime show, February 13th at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California. What could go wrong?
Let me ask you this. Is there
Bloods and Crips still a thing, by the way?
I have no idea. Is there one halftime show that stands out to you above the rest?
Puppy Bowl.
None is the correct answer.
You know what? I do. There's two that I remember. It's Janet Jackson's boobs.
Yeah.
And Prince having his guitar be a huge hog silhouette.
Yeah. That so was in the rain,
theme.
Too.
That's there's the one a theme, there's a theme to the two that I remember, by the way.
Yeah. Sex. Right. So, yeah. You know, make the halftime show brought to you by Bang Bus, like we were talking about before.
Remember the pink taco when they were trying to get the stadium rights? I agree. You know what? Pornhub, you know, maybe they could buy the rights. Maybe OnlyFans. Wow. OnlyFans could buy the rights.
Ooh, OnlyFans would be great. The OnlyFans halftime show? Oh, my God.
I could think of a couple feature acts they could put on there.
Can you... Nope, can't say that. Never mind. Yep. No. Well, we'll see you next week. I'm going to go hang out with Bubba now. So
the best halftime show is the one on any other station. It's the Puppy Bowl. It's Nickelodeon. It's certain websites.
And when it's your team in the Super Bowl, the halftime show takes 6 hours. You're like, how can they make this any longer? This is the worst. It's like an hour.
Yeah. Well, that is my team in the Super Bowl. Then the power goes out too. And then you're just like, well, 20 more minutes. And then sure, it wasn't the Ravens that did that. And then now we lose. The halftime show is the worst thing in sports. Halftime shows are awful. They're only for significant others that don't like sports. So they're just like, oh, look at me. There's no point to them. I hate them. Just anything else. You know what I'd rather do? I'd rather have a camera, like Hard Knocks, be in the locker room at halftime. That would be more entertaining. I'd like a Hard Knocks halftime show. You know what? That's my idea. Hard Knocks films live during the Super Bowl, and then they play clips and live stuff at halftime. I'm on that on HBO. Sign up HBO Max. Just gave you an idea. Congratulations. But Eminem, Dr. Dre, Mary J. Blige, all them, you can enjoy that. And you can enjoy Bubba and Bogman in hour 3. I'm out of here. Don't go anywhere, though. Hour 3.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.